Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi there, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, this is part one regarding the Stoneman Douglas school mass shooting, the solutions, reasons, and the hypocritical, reckless measures concerning gun regimentation, better known as gun control, by the liberal leftist Democrats. I deliberately procrastinated my opinions until most of the facts were disclosed, which I believe are disturbing. The mass shooting tragedy, Stoneman Douglas School, Broward County, Parkland, Florida, February 14, 2018, killing 17 students and wounding 15, was a crushing blow to parents, families, and students. But the mindless shouting of gun control from the callous, dispassionate political left fomented immediately before all the facts were presented. Firstly, it has been established that the FBI, Broward County, the Sheriff's Department, the police, and the school system failed. The FBI was warned twice, and the Broward police were called 39 times, with 23 of the calls to the Broward County Sheriff regarding 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz's irrational, brutish behavior, who has now been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. The school system failed because of a liberal policy to stop referring recalcitrant students to police. The real reason? According to Constitution Press, allegedly the Miami-Dade and Broward County school systems for several years had entered into a political agreement with the law enforcement, their law enforcement officials, to stop arresting students for crimes so that criminality of students would be cut down to improve the school district's data, the statistics, for state and federal grant money. How dishonest. The police were being manipulated to excuse more severe criminal acts once the system seemed to be working. And because of this police school's relationship, resource officers placed at schools would not report crimes to endanger the district's political and financial grant money. Was the real reason Officer Peterson stayed outside during the shooting with some of the other officers a rule of engagement procedure by Sheriff Israel? This isn't about guns or gun control. It's about school districts lying to their families for more district money and more political influence. If this information is factual and true, in my opinion, Sheriff Scott Israel is complicit. He didn't do the shooting, but he is culpable. Will the liberal media, fake news, report the truth? Well, I doubt it. In part two, I want to discuss solutions and reasons for these mass shootings. And it is not the NRA, National Rifle Association, which has been targeted by the Democrats and socialists. If you are not a member of the NRA, I would encourage everyone to join protecting our Second Amendment. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.